Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. Well, if you're in Lansing, you know it is now raining and a thunderstorm system moving right through the area as we speak. So if you are inside, you might want to stay there for a bit. But definitely a major system coming through the area as we speak here on 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, by the way. And let me just take a moment. I'm going to say this now. We are coming to the end of my time here at WILS hosting the show. This is the second to last live show we'll be doing. So I just wanted to put that out there. It's been really an amazing ride. 6 years on the air here at 1320 WILS doing the show. And Solomon has been here, almost 4 years with me, so it's been really quite a ride. We'll talk some more about that tomorrow. We will be here, though, tomorrow. Tonight, Peter Morici will be here. We're going to talk about his vision for what robotics will bring to America, and we'll also talk to John Dinan. A dogfighting ring just busted up here in Lansing. We'll get the details. But the Washington Post today just releasing these transcripts of President Trump speaking with the Mexican president and how he approached the whole border wall issue. Ira Melman with us, media director at the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Ira, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, but what did you think of the transcripts? How revealing were they on what President Trump was really thinking?
Well, it's revealing, and it also sort of supports the budget request that he made for the coming fiscal year. Even though the border barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border was a major part of his political campaign, he asked for only $1.6 billion for the construction project. And everybody knows that is not even a down payment, really, on this. And, you know, as you pointed out in these private conversations with the president of Mexico, he indicated that he wasn't all that serious about building it anyway.
Yeah. The quote is that he tells him that President Trump says, quote, the wall is the least important thing we're talking about, but politically this might be the most important. Why would he say that?
Well, he was saying it because, you know, it was really symbolic of, you know, what the American public wanted in terms of controlling illegal immigration. And the border wall or the border fence kind of became the symbol for that. And, you know, to some extent, the president is correct. It is only one part of a plan to get the border under control. The most important part is giving people reasons not to come across that border illegally in the first place. Mm-hmm. That means cutting off the incentives of jobs, non-emergency benefits and services here in the United States, ending sanctuary policies that send the signal that if you get here, you're going to be protected. So all of these things have to go into a plan to really get the border under control, to get illegal immigration under control, because about 40% of all illegal aliens come on visas and simply overstay.
And so
wall is still important because there are many security issues that we have down there at the border that would be significantly helped by a fence down there.
Are we going to have a wall, do you think?
Well, not if the president is saying to the president of Mexico what he really means, and not if he doesn't ask for more in the way of funding to build that wall. Because, as I said, $1.6 billion, it's a lot of money. I mean, don't get me wrong. It is a lot of money, but it pales in comparison to the annual cost of about $100 billion a year that we pay to provide benefits and services to illegal aliens and their dependents. So this is a tiny fraction of what it's costing us every single year to have the problem exist as it does.
We don't seem to hear about the issue very much now. Do you think it's fallen off the radar for the public?
Well, it's not falling off the radar for the public. The public still recognizes that our immigration policies are not protecting the interests of the American people. You know, perhaps they're giving the president a little bit of leeway here, but there's only so much that they're going to give him. He promised, this was, you know, one of the cornerstone promises of his campaign, that he would get that border under control. Now, just by simply saying that, he has actually gotten partly under control.
Right.
People who are contemplating coming across that border illegally, at least now, believe that we're serious about enforcing our laws.
Right,
but we still have to demonstrate that, because otherwise they'll go back to doing what they were doing.
Ira Melman with us with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Although President Trump kept saying that Mexico would pay for the wall, how was that dealt with when he talked to the Mexican president?
I'm not sure that it really came up. And, you know, I'm not sure that anybody seriously expected that the Mexican government was going to pay for this. You know, this needs to be an investment on our part. And, you know, like a lot of things, it does cost money up front. But as I mentioned before, when you compare it to the cost of not enforcing our borders, of having to provide education, health care, a whole range of human services to people who come to the United States illegally, and on an ongoing basis, a one-time cost to build some secure barriers that might prevent people from getting in here is well worth the investment.
Now, I should know the Mexican president said to him, according to the transcripts, that the wall is, quote, an issue related to the dignity of Mexico and goes to the national pride of my country. What does that mean to you? Why would it be a pride issue for Mexico?
Well, I'm not really sure. I mean, if the Mexican president was concerned about the pride of his country, you know, he would be concerned about the fact that so many people are trying to get out of there, that, you know, the attitude of the Mexican government for generations has been, we're not going to fix anything here. We're not going to institute social and economic and political reforms. If you're unhappy, there's the border. Go. I mean, that ought to be a source of embarrassment for the Mexican government, the fact that so many people in that country feel that they don't have a future there. So, you know, I wouldn't let the president of Mexico kind of browbeat us into not building the wall because it's going to offend their sensibilities. They have been demonstrating for a long time that they simply don't have pride in their country and aren't doing what is necessary to take care of their own people.
So why hasn't the president proposed more money for the wall? Bottom line, what's holding him back?
Well, you know, it may be that he was never all that sincere about it in the first place, as, you know, he may have intimated there to the president of Mexico. But, you know, the bottom line is he made these promises. He made them repeatedly. Okay. They were really, you know, the signature issue that he ran on in 2016. And the American public is going to have to hold him accountable.
As in what?
We have to hold him to his word.
If he doesn't build a wall, should he not be reelected, in your view?
Well, you know, we don't take positions on political races, but we're a long way off from that. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, Congress, the president, that they all have to recognize that immigration was one of the key issues in the 2016 election. It helped get Donald Trump elected. It helped the Republicans hold on to the majority in the Senate. And that, you know, just more talk is not going to cut it with the American public anymore. They want some real action.
Now, he's supporting this reform of the legal immigration system, right? And he's been pursuing illegal immigrants in the country. What letter grade would you give him right now for his immigration effort so far?
You know, maybe a C. And you mentioned this bill, the RAISE Act, which was introduced yesterday, which is really a good reform effort towards our legal immigration process, which makes absolutely no sense. Our legal immigration system is driven by nepotism. Once people get to this country, they can petition for a whole range of relatives to come after them, and it doesn't matter what skills they bring with them. And so we have a situation where we're bringing in lots of unskilled labor at a time when we don't need unskilled labor. And we're shutting out most of the rest of the world. Right. It's an unfair system, and it needs to be changed, both for the national interest and also because it's basically unfair to the rest of the people who might like an opportunity to come to the United States. And so, you know, if he's going to get behind that, we'll be right there with him.
The idea that he might be able to trade allowing the Dreamers, the 800,000 Dreamers, to have a path to citizenship, if the Democrats go along with this idea of reforming the legal immigration system, does that make sense to you?
Well, you know, look, everything in Washington has to be a deal. And, you know, when we get down to that point, we'll take a look.
Is that a good deal? I mean, is that a good deal if you just on the face of it?
Well, it might be for real reform, for, you know, a whole package of things that benefit the American people. We're not going to get out ahead of ourselves. You know, we will look at things as they progress and, you know, see if on balance it is a good deal for the American public.
Ira Melman, Media Director at the Federation for American Immigration Reform, right here on 1320 WILS. Ira, great to have you here. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
Yep.